Ford Bronco's wild, armor-coated build falls flat at auction. A modified Ford Bronco Big Bend recently went up for auction in the U.S., showcasing an armor-coated exterior finish that has sparked both attention and criticism. The unusual coating, finished in abyss blue, was applied by SoFlo Customs and has been a point of contention among potential buyers. The build's most striking feature is the matte armor coating, which has raised questions about its practicality and appeal to potential buyers. While some may appreciate the unique look, others have expressed concerns about the durability and maintenance requirements of such an exterior finish. The Bronco's interior has also undergone significant changes, with dark brown and black weatherproof upholstery across the front and rear seats. The sound system has been upgraded, and the vehicle features a 3.5-inch suspension lift kit, 20-inch wheels, and 37-inch tires. Beyond its appearance, the modified Bronco boasts an upgraded engine, which is expected to produce slightly more power than the standard 275 horsepower and 315 lb-ft of torque. The Cars and Bids listing notes the presence of a TurboSmart compact blow-off valve and an Evolve performance chip. The vehicle's aftermarket front bumper features LED lights, while Rough Country steel side steps have been added for enhanced off-road capability. New off-road lights mounted above the windshield complete the build's exterior modifications. Despite its impressive upgrades, the modified Bronco failed to sell at auction, highlighting the challenges of customizing a vehicle and finding a buyer willing to pay top dollar for unique features. The success of a custom car build depends on the buyer's willingness to pay for unique features. In this case, the unusual exterior finish may have been a major turnoff for potential buyers. Custom car builds like this one demonstrate the creativity and expertise of SoFlo Customs in transforming a vehicle into a one-of-a-kind ride. However, they also underscore the importance of considering the practicality and appeal of such modifications to potential buyers. The modified Bronco's failure to sell serves as a reminder that even with impressive upgrades, not every custom car build will find success on the market. It highlights the need for careful consideration of both the buyer's needs and the vehicle's value proposition.